broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
She admits she knew Woods was married, but says he insisted his relationship with wife Elin was on the
run. I asked for a glass of orange juice, and I just overheard some of the other passengers.
Well, we are for the Bureau of Prisons filling this empty prison.
I know the idea may not be very glamorous, although I get really excited about it.
Blah, 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 blah.
Boy, what a headache.
Burn in hell.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, live tonight till 1 on the West, 4 on the East, and live streaming video on our website, philhendryshow.com, live streaming audio on our website, philhendryshow.com, all kinds of archives and jazz, but tonight we deal with Tiger Woods. We deal with the very, very, very interesting article, wait till you hear this, written by Doug Danger, the Orange County Courier. An article on crosses, the crucifix, as we call it in Catholicism, that has the Jesus figure itself. I know you're familiar with the cross, but in Catholicism, and maybe in other religions, I don't know, they have the crucifix where it shows the actual figure of Jesus hanging from the cross. A very controversial story about that. A story of an airline passenger who got into a hassle with a flight attendant over some orange juice. The usual potpourri here. In this marvelous world of ours. We got Margaret Gray on the line with us. She's in Mexico, actually, I think, or maybe they haven't left yet, but her and her husband, Frank, are both scheduled for a vacation together. And Margaret joins us. Have you left, Margaret, for...
No, not yet. I heard you mention that. No, we haven't, and we're not leaving until tomorrow afternoon, but we are heading for just a couple of days to Cancun. And hopefully the weather down there will be a little bit better than it has been here.
Tiger Woods continues to be in the story, in the news, and I guess with good reason. He's an exciting figure. You write primarily about celebrities. You're not really an entertainment writer so much as a news writer covering Hollywood. Would you say that that's fair?
Well, the column that I write, Little Bird Told Me, is primarily a column for the consumption of people, not in the industry, but it is industry news, yes. But the entertainment industry is a very broad and sometimes very unfocused industry, but it does include, of course, sports, because sports is ultimately, at the end of the day, an entertainment industry in and of itself. It's a very lucrative one, and Tiger Woods is every bit as much news as you might imagine anyone would be, Lindsay Lohan or any of these others, although I think his life, even in respect to the things that he is having to endure, is doing a little bit better than Lindsay's.
Well, let me put it to you this way. I think I probably enjoy what Tiger does for a living more than I do what Lindsay's been doing these days, but I, you know.
Well, she's a young lady, and she's got very talented. She's got a big future, I think, ahead of her as soon as she irons out a lot of her personal problems.
All right, the latest here from Tiger Woods is that he's off the Accenture team. Nike, however, remains supportive. What are you writing about these days? We already know he's had the affair. We know that his wife is angry. We know that she's... did I get this right, that she's planning a divorce?
That is the information I'm getting from my sources, that Erica is going to file for divorce. And I suppose that that's to be expected. There's an awful lot, I think, that's tragic about this story, and certainly... The dissolution of a marriage is one of them, Phil. The couple has children, and that also is, I think, a tragic byproduct of what you and I and the rest of America sees as just sort of a very tawdry and kind of a, I suppose, salacious celebrity story.
What would you say, is there anything that has come out of this Tiger Woods story that has that's a plus that we can take away from it? You know, sometimes we shake our heads and we say, oh, God, what a terribly tragic story. Oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. Is there anything that we look at this story and we say, other than I'm lucky I'm not him?
Well, you know, it's interesting you say that, too, because I planned out a couple of columns, one of which has to do with what Tiger Woods has taught us, and primarily the lesson that he has dispensed, I guess, is the one that men, I think, should be mindful of, and that is, what does it take really to attract a woman? If you're asking men, do you want to attract women, Even if you're single or you're married, I don't know. And I'm not putting a moral judgment on this now. But if you're asking men, what is it that you, or if you are telling men what it takes to attract a woman, I think Tiger Woods has pretty much written the primer. The primer with his story. It takes money. It takes power. It takes a strong position in society. It really, I think, it is a lesson for men. When you look at Tiger Woods with 11 different mistresses, all of them very, very attractive women, obviously all of them crossing a racial line to be with him, which means absolutely nothing, by the way, because, again, what we're talking about when it comes to attracting women in this world, if you're a man and you are interested in knowing what, I guess what the secret is, because they're always talking about that. It is about money. It's about power. It's about having a very, very strong power base in this world. And so I think Tiger Woods has basically told men, get a job, go out and get some work and start to make some money and start to earn a living. Earn a good living if you're interested at all in being the kind of at least, and I don't mean this being the kind of man in a moral sense, but I mean being the kind of man that I am that attracts these kinds of women, that has, on any given moment, any given day, any given minute, he can pick the phone up and call one of 11 different women immediately. What does it take to be that kind of a man? It takes going out and earning. And I think that's really what Tiger Woods has said. Otherwise, I don't see anything redeeming in this story at all. I think it's a tragic story. I think it has so many different permutations of sadness to it, really. But the one thing we can take away from it for men is that in order to attract women, you've got to have power, you've got to have money, you have to show a way of being able to negotiate your way through life in a powerful sense.
All right, we're talking with Margaret Gray here. She is a weekly syndicated columnist for the Dicklin Syndicate. Her column's called A Little Bird Told Me. Our number is 877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877- one positive?
Well, relatively speaking, Phil, I certainly don't think that this story does not have a lot of positives. So I think we've got a very low bar here. But if we are looking for an aspect of the story, I think that is redeeming. This is it. It teaches men, if you're a man and you look at Tiger Woods today, and you're tempted, of course, to say, well, look at all the trouble he's gotten himself into. Well, you know that Tiger Woods is not going to be in that much, he's not going to be in that much trouble for very long. There's a lot of sponsors that are dropping him.
Well, I was going to say, look at all the sponsors that he's losing. Look at all the goodwill that he's losing.
Well, my sense is that's going to be very short-lived. I think sponsors, these major corporations, you have to understand, Phil, have a very, very short attention, not an attention span. They recognize that the American public has a very limited attention span, and they wait for, I guess you could say, the right moment to reassociate themselves with people.
So are you saying that like Nike and the rest, there's a good chance they're going to come back on board with Tiger Woods?
Oh, I think there's a very good chance. I think we've learned that in the past. We've seen people that we thought were completely finished in the business losing their reputations, losing these sponsorship, these advertising connections. Look at Don Imus, a very good example of a man that we all thought, except for a few of us, I wrote a column, I thought he'd be back, and he is back. So Tiger Woods will be back. There's no question about it, but it's a very tawdry tale. But the thing to remember, I think, more than anything else, if you're looking for a positive takeaway from this story, it's that Tiger Woods' success is what it takes to attract women. If you are not successful, if you do not have a power base in this world, if you don't have access to an enormous amount of money that is very liquid that you can put your hands on, you are not going to be the kind of magnet for women that a lot of men would like to be. A lot of men would like to be a Tiger Woods in one way or another. Well, let me tell you what it takes. Get out and get a job and earn the way Tiger Woods does, and you will find yourself in similar situations. But the first thing you have to do, though, and I think this is a lesson for all American men, especially in the middle of a recession, where so many of them use as the excuse there is a recession. You know, no woman wants to hear you say, oh, there's a recession, I can't get a better job. Go out and get a job and earn like a man. And you're going to find yourself, if you're a real man, with the same kind of interest from women that Tiger Woods has.
All right, but you know, everything that you're saying right now is very interesting. You're saying that, because I'm listening, and it's almost like you're giving a message here, get out and make a lot of money. That's what women like.
If you want, how many men do you hear say, I would love to have the life of Tiger Woods? 11 different women that I can call at any time, day or night. And they may show up together. There may be one or two of them together. How do you get that? You get that with power. And how do you get power? You get it with money. We've got far too many men using this so-called recession, which is no recession at all, really. They're using this as an excuse to sit there and be a loser. Well, no woman wants a loser. And this recession has created millions of American losers that women just simply don't want to have anything to do with. I think this is about money.
Well, I want to interrupt you here for a minute, Mark, because I think we're getting off the track here. You're talking about, you know, I asked you, is there something redeeming?
This is really the only thing redeeming about it. It's a terribly tragic story. It is a sad story. It is a story of a fallen hero. But again, Tiger Woods will be back, and he'll be back stronger than ever. Within a year, he will be as popular as he ever was.
Well, then it's not a story about a fallen hero.
Say that again, Phil.
Then it isn't a story about a fallen hero.
Well, in a lot of ways, no, it isn't. But it is now, and that's the sense that people have, and I think that's what people want to believe. But you're right, no. No, he is going to be back, and he'll be living the life that he's always lived.
All right, Margaret Gray has joined us. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. We're talking with her about Tiger Woods and this idea, at least in Margaret's mind, that if there's one positive that we can take away from the Tiger Woods story, it's that if you're a man and you want to attract women, you've got to get out and get a career and make some money and don't use the recession as an excuse, because that's what really gives you the power in this world. Money, career, position in life. 11 women. 877-876-PHIL is our number here. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show at our website, philhendryshow.com. And we'll be right back.
Who are you talking to?
Phil Hendry.
That's who.
Our number is 877-876-PHIL. I just get to some phone calls here in a second. We have Margaret Gray on the line with us from the nationally syndicated column Little Bird Told Me. But I wanted to just back up a bit. We're talking about a story here, the Tiger Woods story, which is one of infidelity, one of...
Absolutely.
All right. It's one of infidelity. It is one of dishonesty. It is one of not holding faith, not just with your wife, but with fans. Because you talk about being an entertainer, which means that you're someone who is there saying to the people, here I am, I'm here to take your boredom away, I'm here to, you know, make your life a little bit better, and letting people down.
Well, so that's why I said there really isn't a lot of redeeming about the Tiger Woods story at all. I think I agree with you in that regard. I'm just saying, if you're looking for something positive in the story, I think Tiger Woods has shown the American men, you know what, there's no excuse for being a loser. We are in the middle of a recession.
Well, what do you call a guy that's going to have this kind of base in life that you're talking about that'll attract 11 women?
Well, I think really you've got to get out, you've got to earn, you've got to approach, you've got to be in a six-figure income of some kind, high six figures. You have to be in a managerial position. You have to own a condo or a home. There are some prerequisites. Even nowadays, Phil, flying first class isn't everything that a lot of these losers think it is. It is more about chartering a plane.
Well, you're calling them losers, are you? Which side of this are you on?
No. I totally sympathize with American men. I'm saying, though, if these men that I hear say they want women as much as they say they do, they've got to quit thinking like losers and acting like losers and get out and earn for a change. That is the essential if you want a redeeming message.
All right, 877-876-PHIL is our number on the Phil Hendry Show. Time for some phone calls. We'll go over to Joey. Joey, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Margaret Gray. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, how you doing?
Fine, thank you.
I disagree completely with your guest. I played in rock bands and clubs, and I never had much dough, maybe $20, $30 in my pocket. Didn't even have a driver's license, didn't drive anywhere. Always had half a dozen girlfriends. My problem was being able to book them in. I had so many girlfriends, you know, it's hard to have time. It's hard to get one of them out of the house before another was coming over. You just have to be social and friendly and get out there and meet people. You know, I never had any money, never had anything, and always had dozens of girlfriends. You don't have to be Tiger Woods and have to hide your incoming.
What about that, What about that, Margaret? What about the fact that you just have to be a personable guy?
Well, there is the old saying that a lot of women use, Phil, that, you know, some women will settle, a lot of guys will settle. I don't know the women this gentleman's talking about. I'm saying that if you really want to know what a woman wants, she wants a man that'll earn. Attractive women are attracted to success.
Well, you're inferring that this guy's girlfriends weren't attractive then.
I don't know.
One of them
the point is that some women settle.
What does that mean that some women settle?
A lot of women are not going to wait around for the millionaire. They're going to settle for what appears to be a good thing. A guy in a rock band may appear to have money.
Okay, all right. Are you still in a rock band, sir?
I still play out occasional reunion shows, and the girls are all out there. I see them around, and I'll tell you, all of them hot, all of them beautiful.
But the point is, you got out of that business because you weren't earning, right?
Well,
exactly, the point that I'm making is that women want to know that a man can consistently earn and not have these moments of reinvention or rediscovery or second childhood or start a new career and that kind of thing.
All right. Anyway, Joy, thank you for your call. Are you in a famous band, sir?
Not really that same. Well known locally. But I don't want to mention names.
Oh, well known.
There you go. That's what I mean. Yeah, a local band.
Regional. New York, Boston, the great.
Okay.
North
cool.
Area, you know, and it went well. And I had a great time with it. And mm-hmm. the girls all had a great time. And you got to be a good lover too. That helps.
Were the women good looking?
Well, he's going to say yes.
Hot, red hot.
Of course.
All ten.
Of course. Of course.
All right, man. 877. Why are you mocking him?
Well, he's having a good time, and I know that he. What he's saying essentially is no, they weren't all that hot, Phil, because he's a guy that plays in a bar band. A lot of women are attracted to that, thinking that it may go somewhere. Most of the time, it doesn't, and the women fade away.
Yeah, but he said he does reunion shows, that kind of thing.
Well, I hardly think you're going to get someone being 100% forthcoming when we're talking, especially men, when you're talking about women.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Let's move on to another caller. Here's John. John, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Margaret Gray. Go ahead.
Good morning. It's 12:30 here.
Good morning, sir. Yes, sir.
Ms. Gray, that you're absolutely wrong, and that the only way to have a woman is to have power and to have money. Yes, beautiful women like strong, independent, powerful men. The president,
the presidents of
corporations, police officers, firefighters, because they have this image, this strong image. But that isn't the only thing you have to have a woman. There are some beautiful women, not just celebrities, but there are some beautiful women in every city that have ugly men.
Right.
Because that man provides.
Because that man's powerful, and because that man has money, and he has success. Exactly.
Employment. Some of these guys can be unemployed, but have a sense of humor, have charm, have charisma, have style.
You're not going to see that. You're not going to see that. You will see ugly men with beautiful women.
The only way you don't see it is if you live in a Hollywood movie where everyone is beautiful and everyone's phone number begins with 5.
Well, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that ugly men and beautiful women together, that means that man's got money. That man has money.
It doesn't matter. As long as something about you.
I think that's your fantasy.
If every woman
I think that's your fantasy.
Your company, your companionship, you can have any woman you want. Yeah. It's just that easy. Okay. Margaret, I guess you've been...
I think that's your fantasy. That's
sure
not the real world.
Single. I
an attractive,
single,
an attractive woman...
Can have a woman.
No, I didn't
it's
say I was single. I said...
Money. It doesn't have to do anything with money or power.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. And I think your fantasy is...
The
you may think that you'll be able to get a woman because you're unemployed, but it won't happen.
Remember that everyone...
It's not going to happen.
Tiger Woods made a mistake.
John, give it up.
There's millions of other men in the world.
I know. Keep thinking. Keep praying.
You got caught.
Keep praying.
Phil Hendry.
The world famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL is our number here as the news is today, well, over the weekend. It's not really big news today. It was over the weekend that another sponsor dropped Tiger Woods. We have Nike remaining supportive, but there have been others. Margaret Gray joins us. We've been talking about the Tiger Woods story, and you mentioned that the one redeeming factor of this story is that Tiger Woods has shown a lot of American men, in your mind, most.
Well, I would say most, Phil. When you look at this recession...
hold on for just a minute, but I want to just restate the point that you're making here, which is that Tiger Woods has shown American men what it takes to get beautiful women. Now, you've heard, and that is, you know, money, success.
Well, it isn't just money or success. It's a specific kind. I think what you have to look at is that the only positive I can see is that, as I said, to this very tragic story, if you're not a success... You don't get any women, not any really attractive women. All you do is fool yourself. If you don't own your own business, if you don't have a personal assistant, these kinds of things. A lot of people, I think, Phil, who aren't rich, a lot of men, especially now when they have the excuse, they're losers. They're not working, and yeah, they may be married, but they're not married to attractive women. Their wives aren't what we would call grade-A material. I think a lot of your callers would admit to that, but the aspect of the Tiger Woods story is the tragedy of this divorce.
Well, you've just pretty much said that American men are losers. That if they don't have a personal assistant.
No, I have not said that. I'm saying if you're the kind of man that wants, feels that you are attracted to attractive women, really seriously attractive women, you've got to get out and earn. You have to have the life, I think, that bespeaks this kind of personal power.
Well, you mentioned having a personal assistant. I mean, you know, this is some real money.
Well, whatever the job may be that affords you the opportunity to have that kind of personal assistant, ownership stake in a company, chartering planes, this is what really gets attractive women.
All right, now I know you're married to a very wealthy man. I'm going to ask about Frank in a minute here. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. Tiger Woods, if there's one thing he did... He showed the American male what it takes to get women. Here is Adam. Adam on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Adam.
How are you, Phil?
I'm good, sir. Thank you.
On my way home from work, just started listening to the show. Surrounding the Tiger Woods story, and I can't disagree with your guest anymore. Your other two callers hit it right in the nose, and I want to add that what Tiger did was a mistake. Okay, I can't judge him morally. I've made that same mistake, but I didn't do it with 11 women. Who cares how many? The point is that it was a mistake, and I think the only redeeming thing you can take away from this story is that he has a chance to work on his relationship with his wife if there's still going to be a relationship.
Good point. Yeah.
Father to his children.
Right, because there are children involved.
Well, I think both of you guys are missing the point. He is wealthy. He has 11 women, 11 beautiful women. That's the American male dream. I'm not saying that I endorse it. I'm saying that I've been around enough men to know. And how did he achieve that? With money, with success, with power, and not sitting around and being a loser in the middle of a recession.
Well, man, but,
yeah, but did you heard?
You're not a man. Know, what basis are you making this is common on it.
I'm a journalist, and I married a very wealthy man.
Well, Margaret, I don't want to be not ungentlemanly, but are you an attractive woman?
Let me tell you this. I was an actress. I was up for the part of Audra in The Big Valley that went to Linda Evans. She's a great actress. I think I was a better one. And I'll be even crude. I am what men call a piece of ass. You can ask my husband. And my husband was very wealthy.
Were you attracted to him based upon his wealth and his power?
Absolutely I was, because I knew that he could provide for me and the children that we would have.
Well, that sounds like a gold digger.
Look at the two of you. The two of you are stunned into silence.
No, I mean, I'm just... Is that it?
If I'm a gold digger, why have I been with Frank for 30-plus years?
You security,
never cheated on him.
Yourself. That's what women want, right?
Security. I have been with him. I love him very much.
Well, do you love him without his money?
There's no woman that is going to love a man if he cannot provide for her. It isn't going to...
Oh, now that... Now, hold on for just a minute. You're talking about a human emotion.
Still, I am a woman, and I'll tell you right now, you can ask any woman in your audience, there is no woman that can call herself a woman, that can look at herself in the mirror and say, I am a woman that will stay with a man that is a loser. And
well, you're... No, wait. A loser's one thing.
No, I'm telling... In other words, a man that can't provide a comfortable, handsome living.
A comfortable, handsome living. That is probably a very debatable thing. Thank you very much for your call, sir. 877-876-PHIL. Margaret Gray on the line with us talking about Tiger Woods and the divorce and the 11 women. And you find this to be a redeeming thing because it's taught men how to approach women.
It is redeeming, Phil, from the standpoint that it might be instructive to men. As a woman, I don't care one way or the other. As a woman, I do know it's true as a woman that you don't want to be with a man who is not going to provide you with a comfortable living. And look at what Tiger Woods has shown the American male. Has he learned a lesson? Most American men look at Tiger Woods and they say that he is a moral degenerate. They don't look at the gift in many ways that he's giving them, which is look at all the women I have and look what it took to get them. Money, success, building a career, chartering airplanes, a personal assistant, owning my own home. This is what attracts women, not some loser that talks about Obama and the recession.
Oh, no. I knew you were going to get politics involved in this.
No, I'm not getting politics involved in this.
Is Frank there?
Is Frank?
Yeah. I want to talk to your husband, Frank, if I could.
Now, remember that he has a little bit of a gender confusion, I told you.
Yeah, all right. I'm going to tell my audience, this gentleman suffers from gender confusion as a result of an gonorrhea that was untreated. Frank?
Hey, young man, how are you?
How are you doing, Frank?
Well, I'm better than Custer.
Frank, I want you to tell me about Margaret, your wife. Now, come on. Is she beautiful?
He's the most beautiful woman I have. To this day, he's the most beautiful woman I've ever seen in my life.
You are...
He really is, and he treats me well, and he has been a great mother to our son, Jason, and he and she have a great relationship.
And do you still consider Margaret to be as beautiful as she was the day you first met her?
Well, he's not. He's old. I think he's gotten more beautiful. I think he's gotten more beautiful because, you know, they say that men get character when they get older, but... Margaret has gotten, women do too, women, and they get beautiful, and he's gorgeous. And I was talking to my son, Jason, the other day, and I said, what kind of a woman do you want to marry? And she said, I want to marry one just like him, and was pointing at her mother.
Okay.
What's wrong?
Nothing. Get Margaret back on.
You see, you embarrass yourself a little bit when you put him on the air, although he was very, very sweet, wasn't he?
I didn't know that gender confusion is as critical as it was. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Anna in Everett, Massachusetts. Anna, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
I just have to say, I'm a very attractive woman, and my husband doesn't make that much money, and I love him for who he is, not what he makes and what he can provide. Because we are married, we work things out together as a team because that's part of marriage. Unlike you, seem to be a giant gold digger that only cares about money.
Well, let me ask you, how long have you been married?
3 years.
I've been three. I've been married over 30 years, so why don't you come back when you get off your training wheels?
Oh, sweetie, I was married before that. It was with my...
I'll bet you were. I've been married to the same man for over 30 years. So I think I know what I'm talking about. The reason why you've been multiply married is because you know as well as I do, Anna, these losers, unless they can provide a living, he was a loser.
Actually, no, my ex-husband actually made a lot of money. But he was a jerk.
Well, then maybe you weren't attractive enough for him. I don't know.
No, whoa, hold on for a minute. This lady said that she was smacked around by this guy.
I heard that, Phil, but she says that she's attractive. I'm wondering, is that relative, or what does that mean?
You said
well,
only
what do you mean?
Attractive women can want men with tons of money. I'm very attractive.
Yes, yeah. But no, in order to get an attractive woman... In order to get a beautiful woman.
A true man that's going to be there for me and that I'm going to be for him.
You what about, no, when you, I beg your pardon, what about, you call yourself attractive and that's fine. I said beautiful women. Do you qualify there? Be honest.
Well, Margaret, that's a rude question. She asked if you're beautiful, do you qualify as beautiful? As opposed to attractive, and I think that's a very rude question.
No. That is not rude. It's right to the point of what we're talking about.
All my husband, he has such a beautiful wife.
Well, what do they look like? With all due respect, if you're being told you're beautiful by
actually,
a bunch of guys standing around on a street corner waiting for a day job truck to come by, what? What'd you say?
Actually, my husband's friends are actually pretty nice-looking themselves.
Well, what? See, I have no way of judging whether this woman knows what that means.
Well, Margaret, I think we can be safe in assuming that the lady knows what a handsome man looks like, and that these men that she she's talking about understand what a beautiful woman looks like.
So there are people out there that think, for instance, that Michelle Obama's beautiful. I love the president and his wife. I would never call Michelle Obama beautiful. Would you?
I think she's a beautiful. I think she's a beautiful woman.
I think Michelle Obama is very.
You are lying. You know what? You are. I think you're both lying.
Woman
I think
and would out lying. Be able to out you
anything. Well, don't call me a liar.
Wait a minute. This woman doesn't believe that Michelle Obama is beautiful because she started in with how intelligent she is. If a woman is really beautiful, you never, ever mention her intelligence. Never. And the reason for that is it keeps it in the physical.
All right, well, I don't know what we're talking about here, and Anna sounds like she's busy.
Where do you work at? Are you an ambulance driver, Anna?
I'm sorry, what?
Do you drive an ambulance? Are you in a dispatch room right now? I hear a radio. I hear some kind of a dispatch radio.
I do security.
Well... You can't be that attractive. I'm so sorry. I just can't
really?
Believe it.
I
How can you be attractive and work a rubber bullet job? Have
yeah,
you ever
okay.
seen a beautiful...
Wait, well, I don't want to go down this road. This is a very offensive road to go down.
Have you ever seen a beautiful female security guard? No.
Really? Thank you so much, woman. You know
Are
what?
You crying?
Sound like you're
yeah, that was really...
Oh, stop it. You know, listen.
Actually, you sound like a man.
Be thankful for what you've got.
And the fact that you're
do I sound like a man?
Man, anyways.
Be thankful for what you got. You know what? You know how I met my husband? Playing leapfrog with him in his office. I wasn't wearing any underwear, and he thought it was a riot.
Okay, thank you very much, Anna. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back with Margaret Gray. I just had to call a halt to it because it's getting a little on the racy edge of things. I don't really want to go there. Tiger Woods, the legacy of Tiger Woods, the real legacy of Tiger Woods, was it the fact that he taught men what it takes to attract beautiful women, a real heavyweight gig, a lot of bread, a lot of power. 877-876-PHIL. And are all of these, quote, losers of American men out there using the recession as an excuse not to get out and get a job and earn and get a lot of beautiful women? 877-876-PHIL. I also want to apologize to Anna, my caller. Anna, this whole thing about how there can't possibly be a beautiful female security guard, I will have you know that I've seen many. Really? Well, 877-876-PHIL. I'm sure that I have. I'm sure that I have.
You lie, oh, you lie.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Lion mother...
If you want to watch us perform our show, you can do that every night at philhendryshow.com, live streaming video every night as well as live streaming audio. Margaret Gray joining us, a nationally syndicated columnist, and has written extensively about the Tiger Woods situation. It really got a controversy here, Margaret, on the whole idea that Tiger Woods taught the American male that if there's one thing redeeming, it's in order to attract beautiful women, you've got to have money, which goes against every decent instinct that people have.
No, Phil, I didn't say attractive women. I said beautiful women. You were asking me about the quality of women that surround Tiger Woods. And I was saying that obviously I've been around men my whole life. I'm married. I have a son. I grew up with three brothers. Men want to be around beautiful women. If you want that, if that's something you want, then you're going to have to stop being the loser that you are. And
well, what do you mean by loser? Here's a lady that we were talking to, Anna.
Well, first of all, she was very dishonest, and I say that with all due respect, but to say, hi, Phil, I'm a security guard, and I'm really attractive.
Why is that impossible?
It didn't ring true. I'm a security guard, and I'm a beautiful woman. Those two things don't go together, and believe me, I've been a journalist for a long time.
All right, let me go to a phone call here and hear what some other people have to say. 877-876-PHIL, talking here with Margaret Gray. This is Donna. Donna, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Phil. I disagree.
Hi, Donna.
Margaret, on multiple levels here. I really think that there are a lot of women who do want to just seek after somebody with money, but really, what Tiger Woods' situation is very sad to me because, you know, here he is.
Don't you agree that women want a man who can earn? Don't you agree with that? Women want a man who's going to earn, who has a high upside of earning.
I believe that women want a man to be the very best he can be. And part of that is providing for his family, but it doesn't have to be...
Margaret, hold on. Would you let the lady talk? You're interrupting.
I wish people would be honest.
Go ahead, Donna.
I'm being very honest. But yeah, that's just part of it. Really what a woman wants is someone who will really love her, and that means, you know... Part of that's providing, but it doesn't have to be that all he has is money. He's got to be a man.
No, I'm saying a beautiful woman. If a man wants to be surrounded by the kind of, and excuse me for using this term, but men use it, Donna, the kind of tail that surrounds Tiger Woods, you've got to have it going on. That's what I'm talking about.
Well,
beautiful.
Are
you beautiful?
Myself, yes, I'm a beautiful woman. And
now, what do you do for a living? What do you do for a living, darling? What do you do for a living?
I'm an educator.
Here we go again.
Whoa, what do you mean, here we go again? Haven't you ever heard of young guys having crushes on their teachers?
Oh, okay. she's laughing because she knows I have a point.
No, I feel sad for you and people who feel the way you do, because really that's...
You're telling me you're beautiful.
Multiple affairs.
You're telling me...
And actually, someone who a man is looking for, just someone that has physical beauty, they're not going to be happy. I know many men. They want someone.
Donna, you know men, exactly. You know men, and you can bet the hair in the crack of your you-know-what.
Would you please watch your language?
I'm sorry. But Donna says she's an educator and she's beautiful. All right, okay. I'll say, okay, Donna, I believe you. Men who want beautiful women are going to have to come with a lot more than the American male is coming with these days, with his crying about, oh, I can't get a job, and Obama. And that's what I'm saying.
See, you keep trying to get that political message in. Donna, thank you very, very much for your call this evening. Thank you. Good call. Here is another. This is Anne. Anne calling. Anne, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Margaret Gray. Go ahead.
Yes, I would like to tell the young lady, or young lady, if you're not young, how much you...
I'm 53 years old.
Excuse me, you've had a lot of time to talk. Could I just have a few minutes? I am to tell you that you have no idea
that you've been drinking.
What you are talking about. You have obviously been sequestered, or you have sequestered yourself in a group of people that identify other people as beautiful if they are cosmetically beautiful.
I resent having to speak to a woman that has been sitting with a sherry bottle for the last hour.
Hold on. Anne, can I ask you to turn your radio down? Anne, can I ask you to turn your radio down, please?
It's down.
And while she does that... While she turns her radio down, Ed, you're supposed to turn your radio down. Don't you know nothing about being on a talk radio?
My radio is...
No, it's not.
Phil Hendry.
How dare you put me on with a drunk?
Learn more at talkradionetwork.com.